Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 444, Everything That I Own, My 288 Things, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. This is where I read to you just like an audiobook, usually from blogs, but sometimes from books. And today is Minimalist Monday, so why not feature the blog of some of the most well-known minimalists, The Minimalists? They actually donated 60 books to this podcast, and I'll be giving away one tomorrow night. So make sure you're on my free mailing list at oldpodcast.com if you want to be entered. But for now, let's get to the post as we optimize your life. Everything That I Own, My 288 Things, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. As a minimalist, I own more than you might think. Although this essay is a somewhat parodic interpretation of my friend Dave Bruno's 100 Thing Challenge, it is not entirely about counting your stuff. Rather, I'd like to touch on the idea of being conscious about what we do own by appreciating what we already have. Other minimalists have taken the counting challenge to the extreme. Among these brave souls are Colin Wright and his 51 things, Leo Babauta and his 50 things, Tammy Strobel and her 72 things, and Nina Yao and her very impressive 47 things. But if minimalism were a game in which the person with the fewest things wins, then you can consider me a loser before the opening bell. I have no desire to live with only X things, but just for fun, let's pretend to count my stuff together. Ready? Here goes. Unlike many folks who count their possessions, I literally counted everything I own, including things like the clock on the wall, my toothbrush, photo frames, my solo oven mitt, the trash can under the sink, salt and pepper shakers, cooking utensils, and even that metal thing in the shower that holds shampoo. I even counted items that other people leave off their lists, my couch, chairs, dining table, and other furniture, because they're considered shared items. I live by myself, so these things needed to be counted. But, of course, just like some of our aforementioned counting friends, I cheated. Yes, I cheated by grouping many things into sets. My underwear counts as one thing, right? My clothes hangers are only one item, obviously. And food, yep, that's one item too, because, and why not? Books? Yeah, let's count those piles of books as one thing. My game, my rules. Let's be clear, I don't plan on owning 50 or 100 things, and while I started this experiment as a joke, I also wanted to count my stuff so I could, in all honesty, get rid of any superfluous or unused items. As I started counting, I discovered that when you write down everything you own, it puts everything into a different perspective and helps us realize we can jettison so many things we don't use but we're holding on to just in case. After getting rid of tens of thousands of items last year, 2009, I ended up counting 288 items today, December 2010. Does 288 not sound very minimalist to you? Me either, especially because I cheated. But I challenge you to count your stuff and be honest when counting it. I bet you have much more than you think. According to the Los Angeles Times, the average American household has more than 300,000 items in it. With only 288 items, my apartment looks like this. And there's a picture of his home, which looks nice and clean and minimal. By the way, my place always looks this way. I didn't have to clean it up to take this picture. Another benefit of minimalism, less stuff to clean. Below is a list of my 288 items, everything I own. Note, I originally wrote down every single item individually, but it made for a very long and boring list. So for the sake of attenuation, I shortened the categories by adding a count with examples of items underneath each category. Life tools and accessories. 33 items, including my car, guitar, books, hairbrush, toothbrush, etc. Consumables. 5 groups of items, including food, cleaning supplies, hygiene supplies, office supplies, and paper goods. Kitchen items, 19 items including pots, pans, utensils, coffee maker, toaster, oven mitt, etc. Bathroom items, 6 items including my bathroom scale, rugs, trash can, shower caddy, etc. Electronics, 10 items including my BlackBerry, MacBook, printer, iPod, etc. Furniture, 18 items including my bed, couch, coffee table, desk, chairs, etc. Decorations, 14 items including decorative plants, artwork, digital picture frames, wall clock, etc. Casual clothes, 79 items including jeans, hoodies, t-shirts, button-down shirts, etc. Dress clothes, 50 items including suits, ties, dress shirts, etc. Clothes miscellaneous, 58 items including shoes, socks, underwear, belts, gym shorts, coats, etc. That's everything I own, 288 things. Count them if you'd like. The nicest thing about creating this list is that I actually use everything I own. Everything serves a purpose or brings me joy. There is not a kitchen utensil or piece of furniture or article of clothing that I do not use regularly. What an amazing feeling. Yes, I know I have plenty of clothes, but rest assured, I wear every article on this list. And believe me, this year I got rid of 5 carloads of clothes, no exaggeration, that have been collecting dust in an old basement and piling up over the last decade. All of my clothes now fit nicely in my closet, and everything I own actually gets worn. Plus, it's all in one convenient place, not sitting in some storage container somewhere, which means I don't have to unpack my cold weather clothes in the winter or my summer clothes come May. How awesome is that? Most important, I'm not attached to any of my possessions. Sure, I have a favorite pair of jeans, a favorite pair of shoes, and a favorite t-shirt, but those items don't define me. I'm not attached to these things, which means I could get rid of any of them without being upset or experiencing some sort of deep existential loss. After embracing minimalism as a lifestyle, I now know that I am not my blue jeans or my furniture or my cooking utensils. I'm certain this list will change over time. Next month, I might own 284 things, and then 285 things the following month, and then maybe I'll have 190 things sometime next year, who knows. I still plan on getting rid of stuff if it's not adding value to my life, but I don't plan on updating my list every time I get rid of something. Rather, this list is a point of reference for me, an inventory of my life for December 2010. Again, the ostensible subject here, counting your possessions, is not the true subject. Counting is not the point. The point is that taking a physical inventory of your life, albeit a bit silly, is eye-opening, and it helps you get rid of unnecessary items so you can appreciate what you do have. I truly appreciate what I have now, even though I'm not attached to it. You just listened to the post titled Everything That I Own, My 288 Things by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. And it's funny, I was avoiding this post because I seriously thought he was going to list all 288 things, and I thought that'd make for a pretty boring blog post to read here on the show, but I finally looked into it after I heard Joshua mention it on their podcast and found the article to be really helpful. And don't forget, I mentioned at the top of the show that they donated 60 books to this podcast, and I'll be giving away another tomorrow night. If you want to be in the raffle, you just need to be on my free weekly newsletter email list, where you'll hear from me once a week with life tips, a quote, usually a picture, and any free stuff that I think is useful, like books or audiobooks, all that stuff. It's all free, and again, the next raffle is tomorrow at midnight, so make sure you join before then. Just come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily, too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.